This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I couldn't find, Lee, any record anywhere. Send it to me if you can find it, because AI isn't the best. Of any president accusing another president of treason.
Yeah.
And most certainly not in regards to that first president, Obama's actions toward the second president, Donald Trump. So, Lee, news is so crazy. It's easy to miss the historic nature of it every day.
It is.
And how much first-time history. And honestly, the Battleground America podcast that I do every Friday, we don't just wrap up the week that was. I restrict it entirely to things we've never seen before or that we have not seen in the world of modern history.
I think you've definitely got your headline for the weekend.
I do. And it's amazing I could do this every weekend. There's usually six or seven things, and they're the biggest stories of the week most of the time that we've never seen before. So I'm going to play it because this truly is history. You will hear this clip for better or for worse for many decades to come.
If you look at that, those papers, they have them stone cold, and it was President Obama. The leader of the gang was President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Have you heard of him? It's there. He's guilty. This was treason. This was every word you can think of. They tried to steal the election. They tried to obfuscate the election. They did things that nobody's ever even imagined, even in other countries. You've seen some pretty rough countries. This man has seen some pretty rough countries, but you've never seen anything like it.
He says. So Barack Obama, of course, responded to this. And then Tulsi Gabbard hit back, said he's full of it. I've got thousands more documents. We'll be releasing some more of them. It's supposed to happen today, Lee.
Good. Well, let's hope so. Let's hope this Pam Bondi doesn't have anything to do with this.
I got to say something that's going to get me in a lot of trouble.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Which I
probably
just shouldn't
did, too.
Do.
I don't like Bondi, but it's just...
But here's the thing about Pam Bondi, okay? I don't think I've ever been so conflicted on a person.
Yeah.
I want to, rhetorically, choke her for...
Rhetorically, I'm glad you said that.
Right. Obviously, choke her for putting... I mean, the Epstein documents, they're on the corner of my desk. Yeah. I got them right now.
Yeah.
I mean, she set Trump up for what may be an end to his presidency in terms of its effectiveness. She decimated him with that. However, the job that she is overseeing at the Department of Justice, I don't think people appreciate this right now. The level of legal success we are having, we have never seen in history. Here's another historic thing. As a party. And in 6 months, I mean, we have rewritten the U.S. history, U.S. presidency, in terms of what powers the president has. Trump has powers no president has ever had since the founding because they've never been legally clarified. We did it all in 6 months. You compare it to last time when Trump was forced to adopt Obama's open borders for more than a year. I mean, Bondi has decimated this thing. she is really good in court, or whoever is overseeing his legal strategy. I mean, to basically get federal judges barred from enjoining Trump, that's what's allowing his agenda to go forward. Bondi did it all. If I were him, as frustrated as I am with that stupid Epstein mistake, I'd be terrified to let her go. It may be the end of the Trump agenda. I mean, think about this. This was on Fox News this morning late. 500 lawsuits have been filed against Trump since the beginning. Over 80% are still active and ongoing. Everything he does results in a law.
Yeah.
And so here's the thing. He has been stabbed in the back and betrayed by every attorney general that he has had. I mean, he won Bill Barr. Bill Barr, honestly, should be on the treason list for prosecution. Well, I mean, no, he covered up Hunter's crimes, gagged the IRS agents, hid the laptop, and kept it from the Senate as well. I mean, that's a bad dude. And that's Trump's AG, right? He wasn't going to fight like this in court for Trump, and he didn't. And so you've got to keep Bondi there. I don't know if there's another person in the country who just management ability, okay, just pure management, forget politics, is able to manage a department of prosecutors this large. She comes out of Florida, so that's going to be a large attorney general's office, yeah, and have the success she has. And that assumes he can even get somebody who's loyal to him and not deep state enough to actually not undermine him in his own court fights.
Well, he's done a better job of that this term than the previous, that's for sure.
Yeah, so I'm really frustrated. I'm really frustrated with her, but I'm also terrified that she's going to have to go. And I think a lot of, not all, but a lot of what you're seeing right now with this Epstein stuff is the left trying to push her out the door so they could get somebody,
right,
Lindsey Graham picked in, yeah, that role, yeah, so that that person can then undermine Donald Trump for the rest of his tenure and he won't get anything done. Because let me tell you what, the team he's got at the DOJ right now, say what you want about the rest of it, we would have none of the success, yeah, we have if it weren't for that. The historic tariff deal yesterday, largest ever, not going to happen. Guess why? DOJ had to fight for just the right to do the tariffs after all these lawsuits. Who do you think's keeping the hounds at bay? It's Bondi and her team. And so I see why President Trump must just be gritting his teeth, but I don't honestly know that there's an alternative.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, I didn't mean to go off on that, but all of that is going on.
Well, my fault. I distracted you there.
Yes, don't distract the host. No, just kidding.
Don't distract the host.
but just so much overnight. I mean, what do you make of the GOP in a terrible position also because of Bondi? Now we've built this expectation we're going to release all this Epstein stuff. Yesterday, they had to grind the House to a halt to avoid letting the Democrats run wild, attaching to a bill something to, you know, release everything the government has on Epstein. I mean, that's a bad, bad look.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
Well, there's not very much else that they can do. They're going to have to go rush headlong into wherever it is Trump's leading them at this point. Otherwise, it's going to look like they're going to run into trouble come primary season.
This Epstein thing is very, very dangerous. I'm going to explain why coming up on the show. Because there's a bloodlust in the public, in part because Republicans have demanded this and Trump has demanded, everybody's demanded this. Nobody's going to be satisfied with anything less than seeing the original documents. Nobody's going to take somebody's interpretation of it.
Well,
if they can't produce it, what do they do?
The whole electorate has been seasoned with the condiments that Epstein is evil. And that it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or Republican or independent. I mean, that has been, you know, look,
yeah,
this is a guy that we have all been told was involved in human trafficking and underage sexual relations and all kinds of horrible things that regardless of any of the demographics of the electorate, you're in hate and despise this guy. And he's dead. How he died, some people want to debate that, but anyway, that's a whole other issue. But seriously, this is the evil one American that pretty much, you know, can all people can get behind and like,
yeah,
we don't like this guy. So,
right.
But so how are you going to now not release all this information that you claim that you have?
And how do you come out the other end of your presidency without looking like you're covering for him?
Exactly.
If you do anything less?
Because his company, his circle of friends were the rich and powerful, the mm-hmm. politicians, the corporate titans, the Hollywood elites. Those are the people that he surrounded himself with, whether for good or for ill. But that's the people that the average American electorate, all of us middle class voters, regardless of party, that we're concerned about and don't have a whole lot of affinity for.
This is a mess. And this whole idea of, hey, we'll just have Ghislaine Maxwell tell us the truth under oath.
Yeah, this is not a good look either.
No, that's dynamite. This kid, it's like handling a grenade with a pin pulled. I mean, this is not going to end well for Trump.
Well,
there's nothing in this that's going to end well for
Trump.
She
has been painted as the doorkeeper for him, or, you know, his Girl Friday or whatever you want to call it, and was a participant in this whole thing and was aware of what was going on. And now you're wanting to paint her as, okay, now she's going to tell us the truth and she's going to clarify all this for us.
I don't see it.
Yeah.
This is a real mess.
And
it's a huge mess.
Yeah, I don't see anybody who gets involved in this from either side winning.
It's a self-created mess, too.
Yes, it is. Yes,
and here's the funny thing, right? The part that I literally fell asleep last night wondering about because I can't figure it out and it's driving me crazy. Pam Bondi was not the only one to go out there and sell the idea from the Trump administration that we're going to get you all the Epstein stuff, you know, bloodlust. We're going to get you the list. We're going to come at them. It was Alina Habba, too, who was not only Trump's personal attorney, saw him through a lot of these New York cases, but was his general counsel for the White House at the time. She's out there. I've played the audio doing the same thing. It's coming. I've seen it. It's going to shock you, blah, blah, blah. She's talking to Piers Morgan. Trump has no reaction to any of that.
Now, have you been...
And now all of a sudden, wait, you can't have it. What?
Now, have you been following the situation with Trump and the Wall Street Journal over this?
Oh, yeah. No, the letter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked about it yesterday.
Okay, I'm sorry. I must have missed that segment, but I just think... This is really bizarre because, quite honestly, I don't think Trump needs to be making enemies with the Murdochs and the Wall Street Journal. But on the other hand, he's gone to the point of suing them and also kicking them out of the White House press briefings.
Yeah.
He must know that what they, you know, he claims that this letter is false and fabricated. And almost every single time when Trump says, something's not true, it's not right, he's right.
You're right. I know.
Almost every single time.
I mean, look at the guy just won another $36 million judgment because of media lies and manipulation with Kamala Harris. CBS News, 60 Minutes over the edited Kamala Harris interview.
Yep.
The media lies. He says it's lies. He sues and he gets rich. So, I mean, what's he pushing right now? He's like, what, 50 some million dollars in payouts just from media lies and manipulations during the campaign.
Right.
But I tell you what, when you act as guilty as Trump has for whatever reason with this Epstein stuff, you set yourself up for silly stuff like with the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
I mean, again, first of all, they didn't even put a picture of the thing up. We didn't get to see that. And number two, what does it prove?
Yeah.
It's innuendo. It's allegation. It proves nothing. Ooh. Trump was really good friends with Epstein. That's not new.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. Nothing about that is new.
No.
That was known. But it's also known that he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago.
And by the way, as Miranda Devine in New York Post pointed out last night, in 2024, when did the police first begin investigating Epstein? Not charging him, looking into him. That was in 2004 that he kicked him out for sexually assaulting a young woman who was, you know, one of the Mar-a-Lago members' daughters, right? Okay, so that's 2004. He realizes what he is. He kicks him out, ends the friendship. The investigation by the police does not begin till the next year, 2005. Do you see the problem there? I mean, and so that is the context missing from so much of this, is that all of these connections between Trump and Epstein occurred before anybody knew this guy was a pedophile. Mm-hmm. They act like Trump was just palling around with him. It's all very sketch. Nobody knew. The police hadn't even begun investigating yet. But in retrospect, when you're looking at it from now, it looks like, wow, he was palling around with a pedophile. Come on, he's guilty. Nobody knew that. And as soon as he did, we saw the action he took all the way back in 2004. So, I mean, none of that makes sense. Why would he kick him out and then go right on hanging out with underage girls with Epstein? He didn't. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as he saw something illegal and untoward, he said, no, I'm done with this friendship. I'm out of here. And that, and Miranda Devine makes a wonderful point about that. But when you act guilty, and he has, the way they've set, he said it's a gaffe. And when I say he acts guilty, I don't mean I think he's guilty, Lee. I mean, the way he's acting looks guilty.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not a good look.
No.
Whether it's accurate or not is immaterial. It's not a good look.
And that opens you up for all the lying the media is doing right now. They're
and
doing
that's
a lot
all
of it
they want
Epstein.
To do is to put that doubt there.
Yep.
They want to put that doubt there because that's what's going to sway the independent voters. That's what's going to impact things in the midterm elections with independent voters. That doubt. That's the reason for this.
Yep. I'm going to bring some of that to you next because CNN's already playing the game. They are lying and lying and lying. But if you're a low-information voter, Trump looks very guilty right now. He's down to 50% approval from 53, 54, 55. And he's launching a treason crusade against Barack Obama in a weakened political position. None of that is good. All of it has to be done. So much news today. We'll be up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With that.
Objectively speaking, this is the worst scandal we've ever seen from our government in our nation's history. And these recent disclosures of information, I'm sure Greg will agree with me, as people who have covered the Russia collusion hoax for many years, are so helpful at understanding precisely how the hoax got going. And yes, it is this intelligence community assessment that is ordered by Obama. And what we learn from these documents is that people within the intelligence community were pretty much screaming from the rooftops that they did not believe that the intelligence supported the idea that Putin was trying to help Trump. And yet Brennan and other bad actors just shut them down, ignored them, told them that they were all wet and just pushed through anyway so that this thing could get going. And of course, it was so damaging to that first Trump administration. It's a really big deal.
Again, worst in history.
Objectively speaking, this is the worst scandal we've ever seen from our government in our nation's history.
Okay, I'm getting really, really frustrated covering this. I was actually talking to my sister about this yesterday because she was confused and she was contacting me because people on our side can't get this straight. I've never seen anything like it. I had to turn Fox News off yesterday. I'm like, wow, you would know that's not true. Here's the part they can't get. And it's driving me insane. And this is the Democrats are smart. They're observant. They went right through, right for it. The part they can't grasp is this. Russia not only did not cyber attack us, not only did not change any votes, Russia did nothing. Russia had no influence of any kind on this election. They weren't even interested in having an influence on this election. They didn't care. So the bots, the influence operations, the Russian disinformation, the talking points, they did none of it. None of it. And our side, from years of brainwashing by the left, you have people on Fox News all day long who are confused about what's new here. You had Megyn Kelly put out the most ignorant podcast I think I've ever heard. She was unfortunately quoting Mark Halperin and that idiot from National Review. I have no idea how the man has a job. Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, by the way, who got every single aspect of the Russia collusion hoax wrong, wrote a column apologizing and is now getting every aspect of the Russia collusion hoax wrong again. There's one simple concept that you got to get to understand this. It's what's new. The intel Tulsi released, if you go into the appendix, I read it. It says they did not have the means, Russia did not have the means to influence the election or the interest. And they did not do it. Obama knew that. Brennan knew that. Comey knew that. All of their analysts were telling them that. In fact, Molly Hemingway's got a great article on it yesterday in the Federalist. And they said, you know what? We're going to throw all that out. And we're going to pretend that Russia cared about this election and tried to get Donald Trump elected. Either through, you know, cybercrime or just influence operations, disinformation. When the analysts, the top Russia analysts inside the CIA, came forward and said, this isn't happening. They even went to John Brennan's office when he was CIA director under Barack Obama. There's no Russian operation. They don't care. They're too busy doing something else. There's no bots. There's no influence. There's no disinformation. They're not doing anything. There are some people who are ethnically Russian. Yes, you've bought some Facebook ads. Some of them are for Jill Stein. Some of them are for Hillary. Some of them are against Hillary. Some of them are for Trump. Some are against Trump. Some are for Bernie. And it was only a few thousand dollars. They're not associated with the Russian government. They were shut down early on. There's no influence operation. It's a lie. And once you grasp that that is what is new, you can understand the bombshell this is. The fact that the Russian analysts, the top people inside the CIA were so confused, they went to John Brennan's office, they were so concerned, you are lying. This is not true. This is not happening. There is no Russia influence operation of any kind. And they were ignored by Brennan. They were shut down by Brennan. They were sidelined by him so that they could tell this lie. That's what's new. And yet our side has been reporting for so long, well, Russia tried to influence our election. No, it did not. No, it didn't. Stop repeating that. And yet you have this idiot, Andrew McCarthy, going on Fox News. You have all these idiots on Fox News. Well, Russia did try to influence the election. Well, you know what? Democrats would drive a truck through that. And Obama did yesterday. He said, oh, well, it's all been known for a long time they didn't change any votes. We said that at the time. What is Tulsi talking about? There's no treason here. We've always said Russia didn't change any votes. We've always said Russian cyber attacks on elections offices never worked. What is Tulsi talking about? And Fox News is like, yeah, see, I've never seen so much. Normally, it's their side that's lying. This time, the lies on our side are so thick, I don't even know we can explain this to the public. Half those songs are on my workout playlist. I love Ozzy Osbourne. There, I said it. Oh, I'm going to get beaten up on the text line. Yeah, because of this.
I'm Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm the Prince of Darkness.
All right, and the part where he bit the head off a bat, which in his defense he thought was fake. The pigeon, not so much. He bit the head off a pigeon, too. And snorted ants, like a line of cocaine. But dang, the guy was good. I just love metal. I always have. Grew up sneaking cassette tapes into my house, listening to them on my Walkman. Good Catholic girl, went to Catholic school. My parents didn't know what I was listening to. I wanted to listen to it because I wasn't allowed to. And there's a lot of good bands, a lot of overrated bands from that era. But man, Ozzy Osbourne was good. He was just good. Marketing was a little over the top, but... And by good, I don't mean a good person. I mean a darn good singer. I'd love to really get into some of those songs too when I'm like lifting weights, because I hate lifting weights. It just kind of gets me over the, you know, over the hill. But yeah, no. So Ozzy, absolutely legendary. You know, the best take on Ozzy Osbourne dying at 76 was that it was amazing that Ozzy Osbourne made it to 76 the way that he lived, and also made it to 76 without spending the rest of his life in prison, which also is, yeah. Here is Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne, who, by the way, she was really the force behind him. I mean, she was an absolute marketing genius before the time of marketing geniuses. He cheated on her so many times, but they were just an amazing business duo as well. He was the creative side. He was never going to be able to manage or promote himself the way he should have. And she was the opposite. She was not a creative mind in terms of music, but she was absolutely absolute marketing genius. She doesn't get the due she deserves. But then he treated her horribly, but in the end, they ended up tight as well. It went back and forth. Here is Ozzy and Sharon on the time he tried to kill her.
I felt the calmest I'd ever felt in my life.
He came into the room and he said, "We've come to a decision that you've got to die." You know, he was calm, and then just suddenly he lunged across at me. He just dived on me and started to choke me. He got me down on the ground on top of me, and I was feeling for stuff on the table, and I felt the panic button, and I just pressed it. Next thing I know, cops were there.
All I remember was waking up in Amersham jail, and I asked the cop, "Why am I here?" "I've been arrested for attempted murder of Sharon Osbourne." I'm like,
"Does it make you feel uncomfortable when you talk about it?"
"Well, it's not exactly one of my greatest achievements."
Hmm. Yeah. By 2005, he was not in prison and also still alive.
"I don't smoke anymore. I don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't do drugs anymore. In fact, I'm quite boring."
Yeah. Which allowed the reinvention of the Osbourne family. One of the most iconic American early American reality TV shows about the Osbourne family. So very mixed record. I just like his music. I always did. Something about it. I don't know. All right. Enough on Ozzy. We'll get back to the chaos. Sorry, I had to do that. If only in the 6 o'clock hour. I love his music. I do. I can remember I said that on TV once. I used to have a TV show. My parents didn't probably, "Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody." It's a terrible secret. Now all those stunts he did, they just seem cheesy in retrospect. Silly and cheesy. But for the time, they were very edgy. What? Laddie, you can't believe I'm a metalhead? Oh, gosh. And I love that old rock, too. Look, I named my son after a Rush song. You have no idea how hard I had to fight my husband on that one. Oh, yeah. I love rock and I love metal and I love all those old bands. I loved Ozzy Osbourne's music, too. Not sure, but his lifestyle choices. Texture rates, newfound respect. Ozzy was the best. Yes, he was. Musically, he was. Texture rates, Tara, "Far and Away." Ozzy's best song is "Shot in the Dark." I love "Mama, I'm Coming Home." Oh, I love it. I love that song. Love "November Rain," too. Oh, my gosh. He really had a varied style, too. A lot of folks from that era couldn't do that. It was all shouting, screaming, and makeup. But no, I mean, he was a true musician. And you know what? If you listen to a lot of guys sing, okay, most of them can't. If you notice what men do in songs, I mean, throughout all times, all histories, all periods, they're not singing. They're talking. They're talking to music. It's not lyrical. It's not actual singing. Start to notice it. It'll drive you nuts. And in the metal era, a lot of the, you know, the music was cool, the beat was cool, it was all good, but they were screaming. There was not actual singing. Ozzy can sing. That's what set him apart. And sometimes he did the screaming and the screeching too, and it was cool, but he could sing too when he wanted to, needed to. He could turn it on and off. He had such a wide range. One of the things I loved about him. And then the lyrics were beautiful. I was so bummed to see him go. Maybe even it's a 76. So in my, you know, in my book, that's winning the game. You know, he almost died, by the way. Cheated death. Some people you just can't kill. I'm telling you what. My mother-in-law is one of them. You can't. That woman's going to outlive me. She is. Ozzy cheated death. I don't know. A lot of people don't know this.
Ozzy, can you breathe?
Ozzy's laying face down. His body's pretty twisted. I turned him over and I put my head on his chest and I hear no breath, no heartbeat, nothing. I remember tilting his head back and pinching his nose, and I cleared his mouth with my finger. And I remember breathing in his mouth four short breaths.
I have got no memory whatsoever.
He stopped breathing again, so I again cleared his throat. I just gave one good breath, and he started breathing again. He told me, just get me the F up, is what he said. I helped him up.
Yeah, ATV accident, should have died. All right, we'll get back to all of the usual stuff. I'm going to lay this out like nobody else will on Epstein. Trump has worked himself into a box on this. I don't know why he did it, but he did. And the Democrats are taking full advantage. If I thought anything would sink a Trump presidency, it would not be this. Because he's in an impossible place. I'm going to lay it out in the next hour. I mean, when you promise everybody there, you're going to get the Epstein evidence. You're going to get the list. You're going to get all of the bona fides. No, the public is not going to be happy with anything else. And if you don't have it now, after Pam Bondi told everyone and Alina Haba told everyone you did have it, you're in a world of hurt, my friend. Because anything less than dumping that out on the front steps of the White House is going to look like, it's going to look like you're hiding something. And that's not good. Here's Jonathan Turley, law professor, George Washington University, explaining that.
But the problem is that this is the type of scandal that the public simply is skeptical of getting the interpretation of evidence as opposed to the evidence itself. The only thing that is likely to quell some of these doubts is near total transparency.
If they don't have this stuff, they can't provide it. And it's going to look like a cover-up for the rest of Trump's time in office. And I don't know how you get around that, but a really good not way to do that is to trust Ghislaine Maxwell to clear you by telling the truth before Congress. And just as Trump wins and wins and wins, I mean, the wins he is notching. We're going to get into all of that coming up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.